This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 Word Stories Podcast. Hello everyone, this is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. This is the 44th Weekly Challenge. Now, most people who participate in this weekly challenge read their own stories aloud, and then they send me the audio file to add to the production. But Valentine's Day took a lot out of some folks, and wasn't that a great show? That 14 love stories. Beautiful. You did great. And all of you, you know, reading your stories, recording your love sonnets, pleading your cases before the judge. And if you're a little too ragged out from that, well, that's what we have a midget for, to read your stories for you. The topic was selected by Tom of Tom's Pod... No, not Tom. Was it Tom? No, it was Ted. Ted of Ted's Podcast. There is no Tom of Tom's Podcast. I'm getting out of it. Well, it's Wiffle Balls. That's the topic. Back up to double digits. 11 stories. I didn't think it was possible, but we've got it. And that's great. Which story is going to go first? Well, it's the winner from last week, and that's Ellison, a blog to Ellison. I know you're all rooting for him, folks, so let's hear it. Let's let him take control of the beat.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to the 44th Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. My story is entitled, Making the Rounds. Dr. Cox never missed an opportunity to harass the new first-year residents. As he led the group of newbies on rounds, he made a point of seeking out patients with the most revolting, horrific conditions. Mrs. Finster, a 300-pound woman with a prolapsed rectum. Mr. Jones, who suffered from the increasingly rare Hansen's disease. Leprosy had eaten away half his face. Nonetheless, the residents were unfazed. But when they saw the guy in 303B, half of them retched on the spot. His scrotum was perforated, a mass of weeping sores. Cox laughed inwardly. Wiffle Balls gets them every time. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
You know, I should really warn people about this kind of stuff. You know, you shouldn't eat anything before listening to the podcast. Thank you, Ellison. The text from Ellison's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There's also links to people's homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things that they do in their free time. It's now time that we hit up the rookies, the first-timers, the people getting their toes in the water. The first one up is, well, he spells his name T-O-4-M, but the four is silent. So I think we've got another Tom here. Okay, this is going to be fun. Let's hear it. Got the four stuck in my throat, sorry. Let's hear it, Tom.
This is Tom, brother-in-law to Ted's podcast. Husband of Patty. Also brother-in-law to one of this week's submitters, Clayton. Here's my podcast for the week, my 100-word essay, on the subject of wiffle ball. Having left home in her parallel universe, every day was a challenge. After her physics class project went awry, she found herself trying to make sense of her exceedingly similar new world. She was able to speak and understand the language, but it was the subtle differences that were so difficult. She was used to celebrating the midwinter not with trees and material gifts, but with loving gestures. There were the elbow rubs, which the people of the New World didn't mind, but it was the ball whiffling that confused the men and got her arrested.
Well, thank you, Tom, with an extraneous four. I didn't know that this had become a family fighting ground here, but anything I can do to bring families together, that's what I'm all about. I think it's my brother's birthday today. I didn't even send a card. Oh, anyway, thank you, Tom, and happy birthday, Mike. Not that you listen to this, but wait, you referred to Clayton? Oh, I guess that means I've got to play Clayton's story. All right, Clayton, here we go. Introduce yourself.
This is Clayton of Clayton's Podcast. I am the brother of Patty, who is the sister of Ted of Ted's Podcast. And I'm also brother of Ted's Podcast. Here is my contribution to the weekly 100-word story, the topic of which is wiffle ball. The warm sun shone down on Cedar Park, Texas. The small field, the thousands of spectators, and little Timmy. Timmy stood in the batter's box, plastic yellow bat in hand. This was the National Wiffle Ball Championship, and he was going to win the distance competition. The warnings from family and friends that he was too small and too weak, that he would embarrass himself, did not discourage him. He had mown endless lawns for two summers, saving every penny for the entry fee. This was his one chance, his dream, and he believed in himself. He knew he could do it. There was no way he could not win. A full 2 weeks after his body was found hanging from the ceiling fan, Timmy's mother was still locked in her room mumbling to herself. 4 feet 4 inches, the shortest hit in history. Why didn't he listen? Why?
Remember, folks, podcasting tip 157. If you're going to rip a song, rip one from an artist who's known to fight with people over the rights to his songs with former bandmates. Yeah, that's the ticket. Thank you, Clayton. That was pretty cool. I've brought in a whole family of bards. That's awesome. Maybe we can get the Osmonds in, too. Let's check out the veterans here. I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. And first up is another Tom here, but it's Tom of Footnote. Let's hear what you've got.
Hello, night people. I'm Tom from the Footnote Podcast. Footnote, the official podcast of the Eighth Ring, Third Ditch of Hell. Tonight's tale is entitled 2953 Autumn Dominum, Chelten Abbey. Brother Lieberwitz moved away from the edge of the excavation. 1,000 years ago, this had been Connecticut. At the bequest of the Duke of Montreal, the good brother had begun the great work of locating the rel quarry. Leibowitz had never actually held any of the relics. From the manuscripts, he had pieced together a rough description and a crude test of authenticity. It glowed in his hand. The holy markings matched the illuminations. To the horror of the monks, he threw the relic across the field. It curved and whistled. The monks chanted, "Whistle ball, whistle ball, whistle ball."
Wow. Ooh, monks chanting wiffle balls. Now I'm going to have nightmares. Well, that was Tom of Footnote, and I've been trying to do Skype interviews with some of the authors for the weekly challenge here, and I really haven't gotten on the ball with it, well, on the wiffle ball with it. And today, I guess, you know, hold on, let me try to get a hold of Tom. Let me see if he's around there. Hold on. This call will be recorded. Okay. And Tom, are you there?
Good morning, Lawrence.
Good morning, Tom. How is it over there in the... Wait, you're not in the tiny pump house in the hill. You're...
Yeah, I've moved out of the pump house. My friend is a writer, and he needs some place to write, so I've moved out so he can write.
Oh, okay. So he's up there, and he's typing away, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, right?
Yes, and watch out for the X. Red rum, red rum. Well, sorry. We're derailed already.
That's okay. I don't have any tracks laid down anyway. Well, this your story. Tell us a little bit about it. Where'd the idea come from?
Well, actually, it came from your idea.
My idea?
Were talking about the monks and they were all dancing around, I had to go out to Wikipedia to find, what was it, DDR. I went, what's DDR? And then when I found it was Dance Dance Revolution, it cracked me up. And I laughed. So I had the monks in the back of my mind. And when they put up Wiffle Ball for the challenge, I went, oh no, I don't have a clue. So I went out to Wikipedia and the web and found all sorts of weird things about Wiffle Balls. Then I started to talk to people about wiffle balls, and I went, you know, what would happen if the wiffle ball was buried in the ground 400 years ago, 400 years later, you know, what would you say? And in anthropology, if you don't know what something is, it's a religious object. So that's how the story sort of came together.
That's very. Do you find that you do a lot of religious themes?
I'm starting to do. It's really weird. I've written stories about my experience of being in Catholic grade school, and I pulled these nuns and priests and bishops and cardinals, and I'm so not Catholic anymore, it's not even funny. So maybe I'm just
talking. Actually, from this story, it is kind of funny.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot. So that's your story in a nutshell there. If you win this week...
Mm-hmm. If I win.
What would the topic be?
Oh, the pit.
The pit. Well, there you have it, folks. And one thing I may start doing is posting up what topics people propose so that if somebody's got one up their sleeve that folks might not want to see, that might be a factor in their voting, too. You think that's a good idea, Tom?
Yeah, I think they'll pull it together rather nicely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Tom, for your time.
You bet.
And
have a good afternoon.
Keep on hammering out those stories. And, folks, if you want to be part of the interview thing here, my Skype ID is full of crap, and I'm going to send that out to all the emails that you sent in with your submissions, inviting y'all. And any time during the week when you get your story done, we can just slip it on in here and make it sound like it actually happened live during this recording. Because no one in their right mind would wait until Saturday morning to do this interview now. Isn't that right, Tom?
Absolutely.
So, and what day is today?
Today is Saturday. That also defines what my mental state is.
Yes. Well, go get yourself some coffee there, and thank you very much. And we're heading off to the next story here. Who do you think the next story is going to be?
Caleb?
Almost. Caleb comes after Patty. Patty's whole family. Ted from Ted's podcast, Clayton, Tom with a 4 in his name. They're all coming to this thing. It's like a family reunion here.
Beauty.
I mean, it's going to be like Family Feud you know, the Teds versus everybody, Teds versus the world.
World.
Well, here we go. This is going to be Patty.
Hello, this is Patty from myspace.com/smittygal. And this is my contribution for the 100-word story on wiffle balls for the week. It's entitled, What Happens to a Girl Without Balls? Mother thought it unladylike for me to play ball with the boys. Basketball, football, wiffle ball, it didn't matter. It was too dirty, too rough. And having a tomboy for a daughter was not in Mother's plan.
You'll get your good shoes dirty.
But I'm wearing my kids.
You'll perspire.
She looked faint. I'll take a shower before bed, I yelled, slamming the front door and running down the street to where the boys gathered. A few minutes later, Mother appeared, looking very disappointed. Mom, I said, stomping my foot, I'm 46 years old. Let me play.
It is the Osmonds of 100 word stories. Thank you, Patty. Well, next up is Caleb from Black Tie Martini Club Podcast. And if you check out his show, he's got posted something where he appeared on Penn Jillette's radio show, and it's pretty cool, where he whipped out a story just off the cuff, and it got on the air. And, well, there's a whole story in that. But you can check him out at blacktiemartiniclub.com for that episode. But until then, here is his 100-word story.
Hey, it's Caleb here from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And as you might be able to tell by that music, it's carnival time. That's right, Mardi Gras coming up next week. Wednesday, I think. I never get the dates right on these things. Anyway, in that vein, I got a 100-word story for you that's kind of sort of a little bit based in New Orleans. And I just want to let you know that if I happen to win, and don't be swayed by this, just if I happen to win, the proceeds, or a portion of the proceeds anyway, will go to Katrina relief. Because, you know, a bunch of people this last week that were in FEMA trailers because they got, you know, flooded out of their homes, the trailers got hit by a tornado. And, you know, anything helps, and a magnet counts as anything, right? Here's the story. See that faded antebellum mansion there? It's long abandoned, but that used to be the Whiffle estate. One time, they was the most celebrated family around. You see, the Lord blessed them with many children, but nary an heir. So they used to have coming out parties year after year. Now, they was charming girls, bright and well-mannered, but they never did marry somehow. They just kept throwing coming out parties. Last one died a couple years ago. Left the whole estate for anyone who'd bring back those magnificent wiffle balls she missed from her youth.
You know, Caleb, you've got me to thinking. I should do a little marketing with these magnets, putting them around on relief trailers, because we know that the number one audience for podcasts are displaced peoples. So I'm going to give that a shot. Thank you for pointing that out, and great story. I was actually thinking of doing one on the wiffle ball, but you did it perfectly, man. How could I top that? Or how could Z top that? Anyway, thank you, Caleb. And now we move on to Andrew Ian Dodge of Dodge Blogium, growing old disgracefully in this Lagwolf and Lair show that's flying like a lead balloon. All right, Andrew, what have you got?
This is Andrew Ian Dodge from the Dodge Blogium with my contribution to the 100-word tale. Wiffle ball? He paused. Does that have anything to do with crushed testicles? Or something that gay men do?
What?
I replied. What the hell are you on about, mate? How did testicles show up in this conversation? What, pray tell, is a wiffle ball, then? He asked, flustered. Well, besides a rubbish topic to write about, it's a plastic ball that children learn to play baseball with, so they don't brain each other, I replied. Ah, yes, your equivalent of health and safety have banned real baseball for under-10s, I guess. Probably. They tend to meddle in everything.
You know, the phrase, or something gay men do, that's a winner in my book. Thank you, Andrew. Now we move on to, well, this is where I take my lumps. It's with Liana. She put in six great stories with the Valentine's Day story thing. And, yeah, I didn't respond to the emails when I said, if you have any questions, send them through email. And okay, so I tend to put the stuff within a folder, and I don't listen to the stories until the day of, and Nardo doesn't listen to them either, so that the reaction is genuine. The problem is when I do that, sometimes I forget to actually check for questions because I assume everybody knows everything. So, yeah, that I assume makes an asshole out of me. So here we go, Liana. Go ahead. Hit me with your best shot. Liana of Hodgepodge Point, giving it to me as I deserve.
Hey, everyone. It's Liana from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. Here's my 100-word story for this week's challenge number 44, Wiffle Ball. I'm going to vent. If you suffered with my shit on the Valentine's special, here's why. I was stupidly under the impression it was going to be full of 100 stories. So I asked how many to send. Response was, I'll take as much as you got. I asked if I should take out the intros or send text copies. Still thinking 100 stories. Response, nothing. Who's to blame? None other than Lawrence, whatever middle initial, Simon. Now, I'm not typically mean, so if I ever meet Lawrence in person, I will throw a wiffle ball right at his head. Stupid 100-word stories, bears and shamey, stupid Simon said the pie man go to hell. Crappy podcast full of crap. Where's my magnet for winning for the first of the year? Not worth anything, stupid.
Well, you gotta send me the address, then I'll send it to you. So, where's your address? I've got all these envelopes, and now I've got rectangular and circular magnets. So everybody's gonna get one of each. In fact, everybody send in your addresses to me, and I will send them out to everybody just to get started, and then you can start winning more. How's that? We start with that. Cause I'm a giving guy. And really, just let me have it. Thank you, Liana. I kind of deserve that. And by the way, my middle initial is S, and it stands for Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, because Lawrence with a U and Stuart with a U, which makes two U's, which is a W. You see? Isn't that clever? How's that working for you, being clever? Here we go with the next person up to bat. Up to bat, wiffle ball, huh? It's Houston Keys from Tater Tots for the Masses and also at Metro is Full of Crap. I wonder where that site is.
Mr. Burns, I need to talk to you.
Smithers, who is this saucy blue-haired lass?
Simpson, sir. Wife of Homer Simpson in Sector 7G.
Simpson, eh? Fetch the hound, Smithers.
I can hear you.
Oh, very well. What is it?
Well, Mr. Burns, my homie has been having a problem lately. He can't, you know.
No, I don't.
Well,
Spit it out, woman. These genetically engineered organs of mine aren't getting any younger.
He can't, you know, perform!
Ah, excellent. Here's wiffle balls. Fetch me my blue pills, Waylon.
With pleasure, sir.
Not for me, Smithers. For Simpson.
Oh, yeah, Fox never sues anybody. Ah, just paint a target on my back, people. Target's so big, you could probably see it on Google satellite maps at this point. Thank you, Houston Keys. I got a kick out of that one. Smithers, fetch the hounds.
Yes, sir.
We're already at 26 minutes here.
Coming at the top of the hour here on 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge.
Well, folks, it's just all my fault. So here we go with the, what I call them, the patriarch or the linchpin or the flying wedge of the Smith family here. This is Ted from Ted's Podcast. He's brought y'all in. He's the one that you've been waiting for. Ted, make the family proud.
Hi, this is Ted of Ted's Podcast. Brother of Patty, brother of Clayton, of Clayton's Podcast, and brother-in-law of Tom. We won't go into the details here, but this is my weekly submission for the 100-word story for Wiffle Balls. And if you are interested, you can find my podcast at tedspodcast.libsyn.com or go to iTunes and search for Ted's Podcast. I got the call at 5 a.m. It's never a good sign when Don Giovanni sends for you. My heart pounding in my chest, I flagged down a cab and gave my destination. As I arrived, I wasn't greeted by the usual niceties I had been used to since I'd become a made guy. My last job was easy. All I had to do was grab some wiffle balls and mail them to the Charmin Toilet Paper Company. I trust you did that which I asked of you, said Giovanni. You mailed those guys both of Mr. Whipple's balls?
It does run in the family. Oh, that was great. And we now know where Ted's podcast is. He didn't put in the email, I think, so I can go, do I read those things? Well, I'm going to put that within the show notes there, as with all the podcasts that people are part of. If I missed yours, let me know. I'll get it edited. It's not like these things are written in rock. That's going to be the next version of RSS, I think. Whew, man. That was a good one. I like The Godfather. Yes, Nardo. Okay. By the way, with Pipey gone, Nardo's decided to be my lap cat during these things, so... He's such a good little boy. Finally, we have Terrence from Never Was. However, he never was able to get this recorded, so you know what that means. All decked out in his Valentine's Day finest, it's our friend, the midget.
The dog bounced around my legs with joy. His tail wagged so fast it was a blur. I looked around for the owner, but the park was empty. Get out of here, I yelled. The dog stopped and looked up at me with large, brown eyes. It dropped a ball at my feet and barked. I reached down and picked the ball up. I looked at the ball and threw it as hard as I could. The ball flew about 10 feet before hitting the ground. If I find the man that invented wiffle balls, he will eat that ball.
Thank you, Terrence. Y'all, you brightened up my morning. Well, here comes the last of the least. It's your friend Planet Z. What have you got for us today, Planet Z? What madness from space is coming at us through the cold, inky darkness?
Susan dropped the dodgeball in the backyard. You will be the sun, she said to it, smiling proudly. She was going to be an astronomer, or an astronaut. Many 7-year-olds have those dreams. Few went to such lengths, though. Susan looked at her notebook and placed other balls around the dodgeball to represent planets. She had to sneak outside the fence for the wiffle ball of Jupiter. A tennis ball marked Saturn sat in the Nelsons' yard. The next day, the police found Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto in the street. They never found Susan. or her dreams.
There you have it. 12 stories about wiffle balls. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of this weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 45th weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 46th, and they will win official 100 Word Stories podcast refrigerator magazine. You know, for the first time around, y'all have been great this time. To start things off, I declare that everybody wins the magnets. Send me your addresses via email, and there's a mailbox at work when I go by there at lunchtime. I will get those out this week. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, the text of the stories in case you can't understand what they said. There's also archives of my own stories, so get the creative juices flowing. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's links to various directories and podcatchers, including one-click options for iTunes and Podcast Ready. That software rocks. You want to be interviewed for next week's weekly challenge, explaining your masterpiece to the huddled masses who just don't get it? Send me your Skype ID. I am, oddly enough, at isfullofcrap. We'll be back with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. And next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit, but until then, thank you for listening. Thanks to Tom of Footnote for the interview. And as always, what is it, Nardo? Keep it brief.